Thank you for calling Ratman. This is Charlie.
Hi, Charlie. How's it going? It's Nadine with Local Splash. Going
hey,
good?
Nadine. It is going, my friend. What's happening?
Not much. Not much. Just checking in on you, see how business is doing. I know the last time, couple of times we've tried to touch base, you've been super busy, like in the middle of a job. So
that's usually the case.
Right? Well, that's always a good sign. So,
yeah.
I just wanted to check in. I know we had, we had been talking about that Google Guaranteed program. Not sure if it was something that still kind of interests you or if you were looking at it more like towards the future.
Yeah, funny enough, I was just thinking about you a few minutes ago.
Oh, okay.
I swear to goodness. And I was thinking to myself, what was her name? Local Splash.
Well,
okay.
you sound too young to even know, but I'll tell you, everybody, like when I speak to people who are a little older, they always tell me, oh, like the Chuck Berry song, you probably don't know about it. And I said, oh, yes, I do. It's not a common name at all. And it's so funny because I'm Hispanic and they're like, where did you get that name from? It's the name my mom chose out of the hat. So.
Gotta love it. Yeah, I was just thinking, I swear, not even probably 15, 20 minutes ago, I was thinking about you.
No way.
I
know.
I'm thinking next month.
Okay.
I've got a bunch going on this month, but I'm thinking next month I might want to get a jump on something, start doing some serious advertising.
Okay. When's a better time that you want me to check back in with you? And I'll set it on my calendar.
What's that?
And I'll set it on my calendar.
Yeah, let me look
when
at my
to
calendar.
Follow back up.
Let's see. How about you give me a call on the 4th? And let's
on the 4th?
Yeah, and let's see where I'm at that time.
Is that Labor Day?
I think it's Labor Day,
right?
It doesn't say it on my calendar, but it probably is, isn't it?
I'll tell you right now.
Yep, that's Labor Day.
Yep. So I could call you on the 5th because I know that's the only day we won't be in the office. We don't take very many days off, I'll tell you that. Not like a lot of holidays. Okay, so I'll call you on the 5th. Does that work?
Yeah, I guess, you know, my only qualm, I'm trying to remember, I think you said it was like $600 or $700 a month to do this Google Guarantee thing or whatever.
So the only thing you would be paying, okay, is the application fee. The application fee is $250, right? It's going to take about 4 to 8 weeks for you to get approved. Once you get approved, that's when we would call you to let you know you've been approved and if you want us now to turn on the leads. Now, the
let
minimum...
Let me put you on hold for 1 second, Nadine.
Okay.
I've got a call.
Go ahead. Okay.
Might be like 2 minutes, actually.
No worries. I'll wait.
Sorry about that, Nadine.
That's okay. No worries. No worries. So as I was mentioning to you, once you get approved, right, and we let you know you've been approved, and then you say, yeah, turn on the leads, okay? We're always going to start you off with a minimum monthly budget. You would be paying $696. Now, this is going to give you up to 13 leads, so the leads are costing you basically $53.33. However, if someone were to call you outside of your services, if somebody calls you outside of your service area and you don't accept that job, they call you for solicitation, they're calling you to see if you're hiring, those are unqualified leads. They're going to credit it right back, okay? Now, if you only got one lead in the month, and again, I've never seen that happen, bless you, I've never seen it happen, but let's say you only got one lead. What's left over in that budget will roll over to the next month, which means the following month, you would just be paying for the one lead that you received the month before, $53.33, because it rolls over.
Gotcha.
Okay?
Gotcha.
If you need to shut off the leads, you're going out of town for a few weeks, you're bombarded with work, you don't want to take on leads right now, you call us, we shut them off. When you want them back on, you would just call us to turn them back on.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Yeah, I like
so
that
that's
idea.
How it would work. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, it's definitely a great program. I've seen a lot of people having great success with it. And the fact that you can shut them off and on when need to, you know. So, that's I think, like, the beauty of it as well. So, and it's calls coming directly to you. You're not sharing them with anyone. And you'll know when it's a call coming from that program because it'll say incoming Google guaranteed lead before you're even connected with that prospect. Okay? So, yeah, the only thing is just...
So, let's say somebody calls me and then I tell them there's a, you know, it's $50 to come to give them an estimate, to schedule the estimate. And they say, okay, never mind. Do I still have to pay for that lead?
That's considered a qualified lead. Whenever you talk, just so you know, whenever you talk about price or you set up an appointment and let's say you go to the appointment and they still don't, you know, they don't hire you, that's considered a qualified lead.
Gotcha.
Just an FYI. Okay. Anytime you talk about any pricing with them over the phone, like if you're saying, you know, in that case, right? Well, for me to come out and give me an estimate, there's going to be a $50 charge. That's a qualified lead.
All right. I gotcha.
Okay.
So let's see here. What question do I have for you? So it's $250 to do an application or something, you said?
Yeah. It's $250 just for the application process. So that would entail us sending you the application. You're going to fill it out. You're going to upload your documents, your certificate of liability insurance, which is the accord. It's that one page, and then you're going to upload your license. You're going to submit it. We're going to push it through to Google to get it approved. Now, Google uses two companies to run their background checks. There's one called Pinkerton, and the other one is called Evident ID. So as soon as we know which company it is, we're going to let you know, Charlie, this is a company that's going to be sending you a text message because one of them will ask you for the front and back of your license, your driver's license, to verify it's you that they're doing the background check on. The other one might ask you to do a couple of steps, like put your name, your birth date, your social. But we'll always let you know which one it is ahead of time because it's like really time sensitive. And then once you get approved, so what we're basically doing is managing your Google guaranteed profile. We're managing it for you, okay?
Gotcha.
So any concerns you have, we're your point of contact, right? We could set the hours of operation on everything, and all those reviews that you currently have on Google, right? Those same reviews are going to also automatically transfer to your Google guaranteed profile. Those same reviews will be listed there, which is pretty cool.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I'm going
out of town
for...
62, right? 62 reviews on there?
60-something. I don't know.
Yeah. So all of those...
I didn't even ask for any of them.
Yeah. All of those will show on your Google profile. for Google Guaranteed.
Okay, cool. Contracts. Is there a contract? Can I stop doing
No contract. Nope, you can cancel at any time.
Yep, you know what? Let's just get that going, Nadine. Let me give you a card.
You
want to
get it going? Okay.
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, so let me do this. You got the first email, right, that I had sent you regarding the breakdown of it all? Do you need me to send it again?
Yeah, send it again.
I'll send it to you. I'll resend it. No worries. I know sometimes
I'm too busy trying to do these jobs.
I know. But... No worries. I'll resend it for you. I have the email just to confirm with you. Let me go back here. It's ratmanwildlife@gmail.com, right? Same email?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Oh, Nadine Medina. Full guarantee.
Oh, you see it? Ah, you got it. Okay. Awesome. And then now, what was that?
I'm just reading the email out loud.
Okay, perfect. So it has a breakdown on everything there. Charlie, the name on the card that you're going to be using, is it in your name, the business name, or is it in both?
It's in both.
Okay. So, Charlie, do you spell it C-H-A-R-L-I-E?
It's actually Charles.
Charles? Okay, but you go by Charlie? Do you prefer we call you Charlie? Okay.
I prefer Charlie, and there's an even longer story. I'm only Charlie at work. In my real life, I'm actually Mikey. It's a long story. I won't get into it with you.
Okay. No worries. And last name?
One day I'll tell you the story.
Yeah, you'll have to tell me one day.
Yeah.
So and then your last name?
The name on the card is actually Charles Henry Michael Smith.
How do you spell Schmidt? S-C-H-M-I-D-T?
Smith, S-M-I-T-H.
Oh, well, I was giving you a different last name. What the heck? So, and Henry and Michael is spelled out, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Charles Henry Michael Smith. Okay. And then...
And it also has the same on it, too.
Okay. Is it just Ratman Wildlife Trapping and Removal, or...
Yes.
Just up to trapping? The whole thing?
It's Ratman Wildlife. You know what? Let me go find it.
Okay. No worries.
I just happen to know all the numbers and stuff by heart.
You're like me. I know. Whenever I'm paying a bill and I'm like, I'm just reading off my card because I know it by heart. And then they're like, is there a middle initial? And I'm like, hold on. Let me get my card. I can't remember if it has a middle initial or not.
What the hell did I do with my wallet? Here we go. All right, hold on a second.
Okay.
Maybe it's in my truck. I don't recommend starting a pest control business, Nadine.
Why is that?
It'll drive you crazy. It'll drive you crazy.
That's so funny. I see on Facebook, on the community pages, like people will be like, does anybody know what this is? It's on my windowsill. And I'm thinking, okay, obviously it's some kind of insect or something, right? Why wouldn't you just call, like, pest control?
You know?
And you have all, I mean, there must be, like, 40 or 50 different people giving all, oh, I think it's this, I think it's that. It's like, oh, my gosh, just call someone who does pest control, right, and just have them deal with it. You know?
Yeah. I stay out of it, especially when it comes to, like, wildlife stuff. When it comes to rats, I mean, that's what I specialize in. You know what I mean? This is what I do for 11 years. There's nobody in this area that has more – well, maybe one guy, Nick at Pest Tech. He's awesome. But nobody has more knowledge than me when it comes to rats. And I've made the mistake of chiming in once or twice on those posts and being like, no, that won't work. Don't do that. This is why. And then you're the idiot. You know, it's like, okay, yeah, I'm the idiot. I stay out of it.
Right? You're like, maybe it's just best I just stay out of it.
Exactly. Okay, I don't know where the hell my wallet is. So we're just going to guess.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
So
we're going to give.
I'm quite sure the card doesn't even say Smith. It says SMI.
SMI? Okay.
Yeah.
And then, yes. So the business name, do you think it reads out the whole word, like Ratman Wildlife Trapping and Removal?
Holy crap, my wallet. I found it. All right.
Yay.
Kind of. Before I pull this card out, I think it does. Let's see if I'm wrong.
Okay.
Sure doesn't. It says Ratman Wildlife Trapping.
Okay, Ratman Wildlife Trapping. I figured that only because I know sometimes it would not fit. You know what I mean? Okay. What's the and then what's the billing address for that card?
5705 Spruce, like the tree.
Uh-huh.
Drive.
Okay.
Fort Pierce, Florida.
Uh-huh. 34982.
82, yes, ma'am.
Perfect. Okay. So let me just update that there. Now, the licensing and the insurance is all associated with that address, I'm assuming, with the business address?
Yes.
Okay, yep. Perfect. All right, so let me do this. And then what kind of card is it? Visa, MasterCard, American Express, Discover?
It is a Visa.
Visa. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are.
4427.
Mm-hmm.
3225-3459-4762.
Expiration month and year.
0328.
And the CVV code on the back.
295.
Okay. I want to put a security question on your account here with us, and you have the choice that it could either be your mother's maiden name, the city that you were born in, or it could be your first pet's name. What would you like for your security question?
Oh, man. All right. My mom's got too many maiden names. Oh, Philadelphia is really hard to spell. let's do the city I was born in.
Okay, what city?
Philadelphia.
All right. Okay. It's like, this is why I don't wear acrylic nails anymore, because every time when I would go typing, it would hit a different letter, and I'm like, oh, Lord. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. Now, the reason that we put the security question, just because if you ever had someone calling you saying, hey, you know, you need to pay XYZ, this is Local Splash, you're going to ask them, what's my security question? They're going to hang up on you. That's how you know it's not us. And we do it for that reason.
Gotcha.
Okay. And it's just also for your protection, too, because, I mean, you'd be surprised how many weirdos are out there. Now, let's take a look here. Just a couple of things I want to go over with you. So I do see you have the website. Let me go back. What are your hours of operation? I think on here it shows, on your Google profile page, it shows actually Monday.
I think it says 24/7.
It says like 6 to 9, Monday
okay,
through Sunday.
That makes sense. Yeah, that's
is,
not a
is
thing.
Is that right? Yeah.
No.
So just 24/7 then.
No, let's not do that because then my phone
okay.
rings off.
It'll be off the hook, right?
Yeah. Let's do 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
8 to 6, Monday through Sunday?
Yeah.
Okay. Bear me here. My computer is like slower than molasses right now. Let me have my manager just fix this real quick while we're going through the notes. Now, I do want to schedule, you mentioned you're going to be going on vacation or out of town?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes.
So I want to schedule your, it's like a client interview onboarding. Okay. And it's just, they're going to answer any additional questions that you have. When do you go out of town?
I'm not going out of town until this weekend.
Oh, okay. So when do you get back?
I'll be back middle of the week next week.
Okay. So how soon do you think?
I'll be answering my phone. I'll just technically be out of town.
Okay. So what I could do is we could schedule your client interview onboarding. We could either schedule it for either tomorrow or Friday or mid next week. I mean, what do you prefer? It's just so that way they can review it.
Yeah, let's do it tomorrow.
Okay, let's do it tomorrow. What time works best for you?
What if we say, geez, you want to say like 1 p.m. tomorrow? It probably worked out.
I actually do, I don't have a 1 p.m. What I do have, let me tell you what I have. I do have a 2 o'clock and I have a 12:30, I have a 12 o'clock.
Hold on a second.
So I got an appointment, there's a 10:30, and then I have 12:30.
Let's do 10:30, Nadine. 10:30?
Okay.
Yeah, I'll probably be driving at that time. That'll probably work.
Okay. And they're just going to go over just any questions or anything like that that you have. It only takes like about maybe 30 minutes. You don't need to be in front of a computer or anything like that. So let me do this. And I'll send you a reminder for it. So we're going to do the 10:30. So let me just go over a couple of notes here. Okay, so I got that minimum monthly budget, $696. Okay, hours of operation. We said Monday through Sunday, 8 to 6. Is that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, client is not a plumber. They have like new regulations now for the plumbers, I guess. Okay, does the client have an existing Google guaranteed ad? No. Does the client have existing 5 reviews? Yes. Let me put your Google profile page there so that they see you have all of them. And you've never asked for those reviews?
No.
Well, that's pretty good for never asking for them, you know?
Yep, and people bring up my reviews, too. You have so many reviews, and I would say, yep, I didn't ask for any of them. And then they go, well, I'm going to leave you one. I say, okay, well, I didn't ask for it.
Hey, that's awesome. I'll tell you, I've heard business owners asking people to leave reviews, and it's like pulling teeth. They're like, I'm always asking, and they don't, you know? I'm like, aw. Okay, now also, I'm just going to go over these few questions. Is client willing to go through the background check? So as I told you, it'll either be Pinkerton or Evident ID. We'll let you know ahead of time who it is, okay? And then on your application, they'll ask you for, like, your social, because they're going to run the background check just to make sure you don't have felonies is what they're doing. They don't look at misdemeanors or DUIs. And then I'm putting on here, yes, you have a driver's license, identification, or passport. And then let's see here. That does not apply to you, N.A. And then, yes, you are willing to go through the communications with Pinkerton or Evident ID. Yes, you do have your business license. What's the license that you carry currently for the business?
For what, pest control?
Yeah.
Okay, because I got several licenses. I have a, you know, your regular state license.
Uh-huh.
And then I have a pest control business license through the Department of Agriculture, and I also have a pest control certification, operator's license, certified pest control operator's license from the Department of Agriculture.
Okay. I'm just going to look real quick because I know that they're like kind of particular, but I think when we had talked, you had the one that they were asking for. So the certificate of liability insurance, and is the pest control business license. For Florida, there's also, what are the other ones that I saw some people post? I'm just looking at theirs. Yeah, business license one. Yeah. Okay. So you're good on that. All right. And then I'm putting
state occupation license.
Yeah, a lot of these guys that I'm looking at, it looks like they only have the business license one, the pest control business license. Does it start with like a JB or something?
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be the pest control business license.
Okay.
Problem is you have to have both, because the Department of Agriculture says you can't do pest control without the pest control business license, and the state of Florida says you can't do business in the state of Florida without the state of Florida's business.
Crazy. Jeez. If you want,
you can't
upload
do
both of them. If you want,
okay,
upload both of them. I would.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, yes, you have your website, got all that. Okay, perfect. So what I'm going to do right now is I'm just setting this up here. I'm going to be sending you, let me just go here to your calendar invite. Now, what we're going to do is we're going to send you a reminder an hour before your client interview, just to remind you that it's coming up in the next hour. So let me set that up for you there. This calendar invite, you don't need to do anything with it. It's just to let you know when it is. I'm like, I know it's not even close to going home yet, and like my computer wants to be like slower than molasses. It's like I'm typing and it's just like super slow. It's like, come on.
Well, that's how it goes. That's just life telling you to take a breath, my friend.
Right. No kidding, huh? Were you going out of town just to kind of get away for a few days, or?
We're going to Animal Kingdom.
Nice.
Mm.
Okay. That's cool. Now, if you take a look, we sent your receipt both to your email, and we sent it to you in a text message.
Okay.
It would say initial invoice. Let me know when you see it there.
All right. There's the email. Invoice is located below.
Yes. Now you're going to hold on to that for your tax purposes because you know it's a write-off, right?
Yep.
Now, the next thing I want to do here, let's see. Let me go back. All right, so now, do you see where it says on that invoice, please click here to accept your subscription terms?
Let me see. What did I do with it? I just got three emails all at the same time. Invoice is located below. Yada, yada, yada.
And then it'll say, please click here to accept your subscription terms.
I see access your dashboard. Oh, please click here to accept your subscription terms.
Yes.
Yep, got it.
Click on that. Now, it'll open up a page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. What you're going to do, Charlie, is you're going to go all the way down to the very bottom of the page.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be for you to sign your name. But before you do that, if you look a little above it, there's this little box to the left.
I certify that I authorize.
Yes, sir.
Credit card, blah, blah, blah.
Perfect. And then what you're going to do is you're going to type your name, how it reads there. I don't know if it's all going to fit.
We're going to find out.
It will find out, right?
I'm with you. Yep.
And then confirm signature.
Let me click it. Alrighty.
Okay. Now, did something pop up telling you to enter a username and a password?
Indeed it did.
Awesome. Okay. So now I'm going to do this. So now I'm going to send you a series of text messages. Okay. So the first text is going to have my contact information. Now, even though I'm what's considered the lead on the account, I still always like for you to have my information for your records. Okay. So there goes my information to you. And then the next text is going to be the number to our customer service. That's who you will contact anytime regarding your account with Google Guaranteed. Any changes, questions, updates, or concerns, you're going to contact them. We do everything in-house. It's all within our company. So you'll have a team dedicated to your account. We're always here Monday through Friday from 7 to 4 Pacific Standard Time, your time. We're always here 10 to 7. Okay? And then I'm sending you this link to a YouTube video that's about 6 minutes long. It just gives you a way on how you track your results with us. And if you see when you clicked on confirm signature, that username and password page popped up, right, telling you to enter this username and password. Well, what that is that's where you go in to track your results with us. So I sent you a video that gives you a demonstration on how you log in there. So you'll get an email within 5 to 7 days with that username, with the link, the username and a password that they created for you, and you can always update it to a password of your choice. Okay? And then the last two things that I'm doing for you as well is I'm going to be sending over the application via text, and I'm going to also send it to you in an email, okay? Now, when you're filling out the application, there's going to be a portion where it's going to ask you, do you have any employees? You want to put zero,
okay?
Even if you put one, it's going to then require that you put the information on who that employee is because they want to run a background check on them. You just put zero, okay?
I like it.
Yeah. Only because, really, we only want them to run the background check on the person that's face-to-face with the client, and we say that that's you. You know, that's actually exchanging money or what have you. Now, the email that I'm going to send you to regarding the application, because I'm going to send it there as well, there's also going to be a part where it's going to ask you what's your minimum monthly budget. So you're just going to implement that in there, the 696, and I'll put it in the email as well, okay? So remember tomorrow we're going to call you at 10:30. We'll send you a reminder an hour before. If for some reason when we call you, you're like, listen, I'm in the middle of something, call me back, we'll call you right back, okay?
All right, cool.
All right. Well, I want to be the first to welcome you and congratulate you. Welcome to our Local Splash family. I'm super excited for you, Charlie. Really excited. And I'm glad we were able to touch base again.
It's all about persistence, my friend. Now you can turn to the whole office.
I'm all, listen. One day he's going to tell me, Nadine, I will call you.
Just keep calling.
Right. Right. And I'll tell you, and I tell a lot of them, listen, if you tell me to call you, I'm going to keep my word and I'm going to call you. But if you tell me, Nadine, I will call you as soon as I'm ready. I respect that. You know what I mean? I might check in with you in a couple months just to see, you know, hey, I'm still here. How's it going? But, you know, I don't like to be a pest either. You know what I mean?
Where are you guys based out of, Nadine?
We're in Fountain Valley, California. Orange County. Yeah, if you've ever been to Disneyland, we're about maybe, I would say, 20 minutes away.
I did cold calling solar when I lived in Van Nuys in the valley in LA.
Oh, yeah. No way. Yeah. For solar?
Yeah.
Did you live out there for a while, or?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Are you originally from California?
No. I just went out there trying to be a rock star. And,
well, the valley is the place to be the rock star, that's for sure.
You know?
That's not even a joke, really. I used to work years ago for a company, and it was more, that's when paper advertising was around, right? And, it was kind of similar to like the Penny Saver, but it was a whole different, it was more geared towards, automotive. And I used to have to drive from my house in Orange County, sometimes to Burbank. And I'll tell you, if I even left 1 to 2 minutes late than the time that I should have left, I would be stuck in traffic, especially going to the 101, because, you know, right in downtown, and oh my gosh. And the drive home was at least 2.5 hours.
I have no desire to go back to California ever in my entire life.
Honestly, I tell my husband every day, Arizona and other states are looking a lot more appealing. California
is... Fort Pierce, Florida.
You know, I have family in Fort Lauderdale, right? A lot of family out there, and a lot of family in Miami, too. And they always say that we need to move to Florida.
Jeez, I won't go to Miami or Fort. I lived in Miami too. I won't go to either of those places either.
I went there as a kid.
I'm about an hour and a half north of Fort Lauderdale, Miami area, but I am 10 minutes from the beach in my nice house with a big balcony and a pool and a backyard and.
Wow. It's so pretty out there. It really is.
Yeah.
Good weather too. I do remember when I was out there, this was when I was 10. I mean, I'm telling you my age. I mean, we're talking, or not even 10. I was what? 11, 12 years old. This was like over almost 40 years ago. But I will tell you this, that when I went there, all I remember is the humidity. We were out there for 2 weeks, but I remember going every day. We were either at a lagoon or we were at the beach. I mean, we were always going somewhere.
Yeah, it's nice over here.
Super
nice. You
gotta
deal with the humidity. But dude, I'll tell you, it's better than, so the year that I was in California, I think, what was it, like 2012 or something like that?
Uh-huh.
It was freaking cold as hell.
The first time,
so
I would
cold.
Say this year is the first year, Charlie, that we have actually had, this is the first year that I would say we actually had a winter. I mean, California, we need it. We need it badly. And, but I will tell you, this year has been the worst year. I'm talking mosquitoes, flies. I mean, it's like disgusting. I can't stand it. I was just walking out to my garage, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, my legs got – I was eating up so bad. And my husband's like, well, I didn't get bit. And I'm all, well, you do dialysis. They don't want your blood. you got chemicals. He just started busting up. He's like, wow.
All right, don't move to Florida then. Mosquitoes are just a way of life over here.
Right?
Just comes with
man.
The territory.
Yeah,
anyway,
it does.
What else you got for me?
That's it. We're all set. So just the application, just start filling that out, and then tomorrow we'll call you, and then this way address any questions that you have, okay?
I gotcha. Sounds good. I appreciate it.
All right. You have a good afternoon. Thanks, Charlie. We'll talk to you tomorrow, okay?
All right. Bye-bye.
All righty. Bye-bye.